Go your own way with Isuzu Ute's Get Up and Go sale. With 3 years free scheduled servicing across the 4x4 D-Max and MUX range. For terms and conditions, hurry to your local Isuzu Ute dealer today.
Fischnitz, handmade pan-cooked schnitzel and Melbourne Airport valet parking. Drop the keys and head straight to check-in.
On 1116 SEN, Melbourne's home of sport. Breakfast with Gary Lyon and Tim Watson.
Slowly getting your head around the fact that AFL footy is back on the agenda, and it's got a bit of a soft opening tonight. If you like AFLX, brand new format, we're excited in here to have a look at it. Not like some people who just went AFLX as if. The Magpies are up at 7:08, second game. Port Adelaide take on Geelong at 6:40. Then the Magpies take on the Crows at 7:08. Jeff Walsh, the footy boss, has joined us. Welcome, Walshy.
Thanks, Gaz. Thank you.
You looking forward to AFLX? I know it's a generic question, but I'm genuinely interested to know your thoughts on it.
Well, yeah, I think our players would be, because it's a level of competition. And, you know, when they get to this stage of the year where training in the summer months has been long and arduous, I think they relish the fact that there's some competition, albeit this is a new form of the game that none of us have any exposure to.
Well, you're putting a few of your name-type players out there tonight. Jared Blair, James Aish. I'm interested in James Aish because I read an article about him, a conversation that he had with Bucks over the summer months. Have you noticed a real change in the attitude that he brought back to his season, Walshy, and the way he's gone about things?
Well, not so much attitude, but certainly there looks to be a strong belief in himself, in James. Like, he is one of the guys that, you know, make no bones about it, he'd be rewarded with tonight's selection on the back of his outstanding pre-season form, training form. He's been really prominent in all our competitive work, and just his attitude to, I suppose, wanting to be better is as obvious as I think we've ever seen it with him. So it's great that he's got the reward tonight, albeit in a different form of the game, but certainly the recognition that he's had a great summer.
And you've got a couple of your early draft picks. Jaden Stevenson's going to run around. I reckon these are the sorts of players that most supporters will be tuning in to check out.
Yeah, that's right. Both Jaden and Nathan Murphy and Jack Madgen, even, who's a rookie, have all had big summers. And I think our selection philosophy has been around, let's sprinkle a few experienced players who are up and going with guys who have had really strong and prominent summers, and as a way of recognising or rewarding that we value their efforts.
You're one of the most experienced people in footy. Well, you've been around for a long, long time. How do you marry up the need to sell hope and excitement and, everyone's had this great summer, and then you go, well, okay, that's their words. We probably said the same thing this time last year. What's your messaging in terms of where you're at as a footy club?
Yeah, well, you're exactly right. If the W's don't outweigh the L's in the end, well, then it doesn't matter what you say, and people forget what your great summer looked like or whatever. So, yeah, ultimately it comes down to your results. But I think even in games like tonight, and as I keep saying, it's a different format of the game, that if our supporters can see, you know, some guys who are either bigger and stronger in terms of the younger fellows, and they're up and about, even a guy like Jared Blair, who's been around for a while as well and is a really experienced player, has had an outstanding summer, and he's been really prominent and probably as fit as he's been for a long, long time. But you know, the messaging is, I suppose, you can only put out what you believe or what's actually happening. But no doubt that's validated or otherwise by your performances.
8 minutes to eight. We're talking to the best football manager in the game, Jeff Walsh. He's open. He's very honest. Jordan DeGoey.
I heard that promo earlier.
Okay, this is a straight. I want a straight. No, not at all. I want a straight answer to this question. Jordan DeGoey, is he where you want him to be right now?
Level of fitness in terms of how, Jordan was a guy who had an operation over the summer. And particularly his last 4 or 5 weeks, he's really made some strong inroads in a fitness sense. And, I think you're maybe alluding to the comment that Tyson Goldsmith made
you know, a couple of weeks ago. And I don't, it probably read worse than what Tyson would have intended. I think he actually explained it later, was that we have such high expectations around Jordan in terms of his performance that we probably do set the bar a little bit higher for him. And as a young guy, sometimes he struggles to meet that. But the intensity of AFL footy day in, day out, session in, session out, is still something that he's coming to terms with. And I think once he does that, and his understanding of the game matches his raw talent, he'll be a really exciting prospect. And I think that's where Tyson was going. And so is he where I'd like, you know, me,
yep.
You know, who am I, but where I'd like him to be right now. Physically, he's getting there. And in terms of his understanding of the impact he can have in the game, I think his teammates are starting to implore him that they want to see more from him because they know he's capable of it.
And I think that's fair enough, and that's about standards, and if you got the player on your list who you hope he is, he responds. Well, there's so much interest in the Magpies, always is. I'll just whip through a heap of names, and if you can just give us a line or two on how they're tracking, that'll hopefully appease our audience. Jeremy Howe is...
as honest as I can be.
Yeah. Hey, I don't even have
we
to
expect
buddy
nothing
up with
less.
That. Jeremy Howe.
Howie, a bit of a calf, probably. He had a bit of a nick calf during the summer, you know, with his running program. He's now getting back to what we would call full running fitness, and we'd expect to see him in the JLT series. So yeah, he's on track, albeit he had a setback over the Christmas break.
Okay, so if you play JLT, I reckon that's a great result. That means you're on track. Jamie Elliott.
Jamie may play the last JLT game. He's probably the one who's, if we put a pecking order on players who are going to return and when do we expect them to return, of the guys who have had operations, he's probably the one who's at the back end of that. But having said that, he's running over ground, and I think once our medical and conditioning people get them running over ground, it means you're not too far away from joining the full footy program.
Okay, Darcy Moore, fitness with the little Achilles and the contract. Can we go 1-2?
Darcy will join in the full footy program as of next week. He's made some really good progress with that Achilles the last 2 weeks. And I know Ned Guy has started some talks with, I think Liam Pickering is now looking after Darcy's contract interest. So we've started some talks there. And obviously, from our point of view, he's very much a player that is a strong part of our future. And we want to try and do something there as quick as we can. And I know Ned's, as I said, talking to Liam, and that'll be ongoing until we get that done.
Alex Fasola?
Baz is running really well. He had a shoulder operation, and I suppose the silver lining on that cloud is that the guys can run, and his running fitness is really high. So that'll help him when he comes back. And again, we would think that he'll play some JLT.
And Daniel Wells, is he in good nick?
Well, he's had a pretty strong summer. He's got a little bit of Achilles soreness right now. Maybe a sign of his loading because he has had a pretty consistent summer, we'll keep him, I suppose, in a rehab sense for the next week or two to get him back joining in to the footy program. But again, I would expect Daniel will play some JLT because he's had a much better summer than he had last year.
You weren't overly glowing there with the Daniel Wells.
Tim, you know me. I'm being honest and as open as I can. Just put as I can.
Okay, well, the bells haven't gone off yet.
I'll let you off the hook a bit here, Walshy, and then we'll let you go. There's some debate and uncertainty around Rory Sloane on whether he's a restricted or an unrestricted free agent. Are you aware of what he is?
Look, I'm too old for these new rules, Gary. All I know is he's a very good Adelaide player.
Oh, I reckon if you wanted to get your head around it, you will.
Can I just ask you this? Gary said yesterday that Darcy Moore would be a three-year contract-type player, $350,000 in the first year. If you could get him for $350,000 in the first year, you'd be very happy with that, wouldn't you?
I just think I'd be very happy to get him.
Okay.
I don't anticipate any problems.
No.
Darcy's a good young player, obviously. We know that, but he's also very committed to the Pies. So, we'd expect that will unfold and take its course.
Well, sure, you've been honest and forthright as always, and it's a pleasure to talk to you.
Always.
Yeah, likewise, guys.